In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer. Well, welcome back everybody to Common Prayer. Brandon Passion here, the worship pastor at CPC, and I'm just so excited to be with you guys again today. And you know, I gotta be honest with you. I have talked to so many people recently about how much they're enjoying Common Prayer and how much it's ministering to them. And you know, this isn't—it's not the hardest thing to do, but it is consistently a lot of work for a lot of different people. Kevin and Kathy and Sandy and I And so it is a labor of love. So every time we hear that people are enjoying it, you know, we don't really know who listens to it. And so, you know, people saying, man, I listen to it, you know, on my way to work, the few people that have a commute. Some people just tune in every now and then just to kind of recenter. And so we're just so glad that this is working. And I hope you guys will just hang on even more because it's going to get better. We're going to start having guests on here and having conversations and that kind of thing. So, but as usual, the center of this whole thing is about realigning ourselves with Christ, realigning ourselves with God. And I remember a preacher saying one time, you know, it's hard for us to hear God when we're on the run. It's hard for us to hear God when we're on the run. You know, we run so fast, we always have an agenda, and I thought maybe that would get better in this COVID season. And it hasn't. You know, your agenda changes and the way that you get stuff done has to change, but we still run fast. And this is about slowing down. And so we're going to start like we always start and just have a minute of sweet silence. Maybe this will be the only minute of silence in your whole day. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for that for you and for me. So let's just take a minute, close your eyes if you need to, unless you're driving, and let's just quiet our minds, quiet our soul, and open our heart up to God. Our scripture reading today is out of Hebrews 11. It's actually the whole chapter in our reading plan. But I'm not going to hit the whole entire chapter because you'll get the idea after a little bit. But I'll read the first bit of it. It says in Hebrews 11, "Now faith is a confidence in what we hope for, an assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith he was commended as righteous when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith Abel still speaks even though he's dead. By faith Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. But before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that is in keeping with faith. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was able to bear children because she considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. It keeps going, keeps talking about all these people. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of the shelf. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt, gave instructions concerning the burial of his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. It talks about all these amazing characters of faith through the Bible. Then it ends this chapter. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. Since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. You know, this passage talks so much about faith, and I think what's interesting about it is, you know, faith has become a lot of things for us. You know, when you talk about faith with people who aren't believers in Christ, they have a whole depiction of what they think faith is. And depending on what religion you're talking about, they have a very strong opinion. But for our definition, I want to go back to the beginning of this chapter. This is a verse you've probably heard a lot, but I think it's worth considering. It says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. And then it goes on to describe all of these acts of faith. So it's important to understand that it's not just confidence in what we hope for on anything. It's confidence in what we hope for when it comes to things of God. And so I want to start there as we begin this time of meditation. We just consider what God might be showing us. I want to start with what you're hoping for most. And I don't want to do that with any kind of shame or guilt. I just want you to be aware of the things that you're hoping for. Look, I know for me, man, when I get hopeless, it's when I reveal my heart of what I'm hoping for. When I saw a thing, and this is not a political statement, but when I saw a couple weeks ago our governor's plan to reopen, and, you know, at the time, the way I read it, I don't know if it's different now or what, but it basically, you know, had all these phases and what it would look like to reopen, but reopening back to normal, it didn't seem to be in the plan. And I just remember looking at that and thinking, we're not coming back to normal. And I got so hopeless for a while. And that revealed to me that one of the things that I'm really hoping for is that things go back to normal. I'm watching my kids do school the way that they're doing it. I'm watching my wife try to teach school, and we're doing church and trying to make new ways of being innovative to try to worship as a congregation and rebuild how we do church. And you know, there's this part of me that just hopes that we could go back to the way things were. And I have to check myself. You know, that's just an example of hope. And I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting things like that. But it's a chance to align our desires with what God desires. And so, as we start that, I want you to consider, what is it that you are hoping for? Maybe just today, maybe just while you're listening to this, what is something that you're hoping for right now? Just take a minute. Don't make yourself go any further than that. As you consider what you're hoping for, how does it line up with what you think God is hoping for? Does God hope for things? I mean, certainly He knows what's going to happen. So the idea that He hopes for things is kind of a weird one to consider. But He does have plans for you. And I believe His will is that you follow those plans. So let's use mine for example, right? Okay, I want to go back to normal. Now God, I know that God has a plan for this season. And you know, there's people that think that God is making this happen. There's other people that say, God, we know that God is allowing this to happen. But the one thing I do know is that God has a plan in this situation. And just because I want things to go back to normal doesn't mean that God's plan isn't going to be better than what was normal. And so I take all of this tension between what I think I want and knowing that God is doing something, and I just relinquish my grip on things. So that's what I want you to do in this next season, this next section. I want you to just take that thing that you're hoping for, hold it up to God and say, God, I give this to you. I trust that whatever you have is this or maybe even better than this. Give it to Him right now. It also says that faith is the assurance of what we do not see. And maybe you resonate with me when I talk about feeling hopeless sometimes. Maybe you're feeling that while you're listening to this. I just want to remind you, you may not be able to see God moving, but we can step out in faith knowing that God is working. We have assurance to know that He's going to move. And so I just want you to bring your unbelief to Him. If you're having a lack of faith, take these next few seconds. Relinquish your trust over to Him. God, we give it to you. We trust in your strength, in your wisdom, in your providence. In your holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.